From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. White House security adviser John Brennan says authorities are working nonstop to make sure they've tracked all the explosives sent from Yemen and cargo planes. Brennan says the terrorism investigation is continuing all around the world. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, John Brennan says he's confident that two women being questioned in Yemen, an engineering student and her mother, played a role in delivering packages that contained bombs. Now authorities are on the hunt for the person who built the bombs, hidden in printer toner cartridges. They contained a powerful explosive. Investigators discovered the packages before the explosives detonated. U.S. officials say the plot carries all the hallmarks of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. That's the same group responsible for last year's Christmas Day bombing plot. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Obama administration counterterror officials are assuming that there may be more potential male bombs like the ones found on planes in England and the United Arab Emirates. The Associated Press reports a spokesman for Qatar Airways says the parcel with explosives that was discovered in Dubai in the Emirates had traveled on two different passenger planes. Investigators in Britain think the bombers intended to bring down the planes. A suicide bomb attack in the Turkish city of Istanbul has wounded more than 30 people, including 10 police officers. The blast happened next to the Independence Monument in the city's main square. The BBC's Jonathan Head is in Istanbul.
A police spokesman described a suicide bomber trying to climb aboard a police bus when he detonated explosives wrapped around his body. The bus was badly damaged and nearby windows were shattered. The remains of the suspected bomber could be seen lying covered with newspapers after the blast. The police say they identified other suspected bombs nearby and have been working to disable them. Previous bomb attacks in Istanbul have been carried out either by factions of the Kurdish insurgent movement, the PKK, or by Islamic groups linked to al-Qaeda.
That's the BBC's Jonathan Head reporting from Istanbul. 17 insurgents were killed in a gun battle with NATO and Afghan troops in southern Afghanistan, and a provincial government spokesman in Helmand Province adds the fighting lasted 12 hours. Military forces began an offensive in the insurgent stronghold in the south this summer, establishing some pockets of security. With only a couple of days left before the election, President Obama continues to prod Democrats to get out and vote and help stem an expected GOP tide. His final campaign swing takes him to Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Illinois, and finally Ohio. In Chicago yesterday, the president urged the crowd to show Republicans they haven't forgotten that the recession hit during the Bush presidency. From Washington, this is NPR. A deadly Indonesian volcano began spewing ash again today, putting at risk thousands of people who had returned to the area during a lull in activity to check on their homes. One official said their fate is not known. More than 50,000 people fled when Mount Merapi began erupting 4 days ago. So far, 38 people have been killed. The death toll from the tsunami that hit western Sumatra last week is now nearly 450. Julia Simon reports that rescue efforts to the remote islands are continuing.
Boats and helicopters are still bringing aid to the Mentawai Islands west of Sumatra, where a tsunami hit earlier this week. Tens of thousands have been displaced, and the death toll is still rising. Some witnesses describe 16-foot waves crashing into villages. Thousands in the Mentawais are now homeless. On the neighboring island of Java, tens of thousands are now living in evacuation camps following the eruption of the Merapi volcano. The volcano continues to spew ash and hot gas. For NPR News, I'm Julia Simon in Jakarta.
Hurricane Tomas has been downgraded to a Category 1 storm as it moves farther into the Caribbean. Maximum winds are still 90 miles an hour. Forecasters say Tomas could weaken a little more today. It's already damaged homes and downed power lines on a number of islands. The new health reform law could lead to free contraception for women. An expert panel advising the government meets next month to consider what kind of preventive care for women should be covered at no cost to the patient, as required under the Obama insurance overhaul. Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.